Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. I'm really excited today because I get to introduce all of you to one of my good friends here in Denver. Her name is Christy, and she is, or I like to call her, an essential oil expert. She's really, really amazing. She's been studying essential oils and their uses for years, and she actually has a really incredible story of how, well, you'll hear her tell it herself in this episode, but how she healed some really debilitating tumors she had just using essential oils and holistic means of healing, which I think is absolutely incredible. And then she's going to tell us a lot about what essential oils are, all about their historical background, which I find so intriguing. And then the ways that we can use them to benefit ourselves in our daily lives. So whether it's migraines or headaches or stress, fatigue, anxiety, hair loss, literally the list is endless. She's going to tell us how you can use essential oils to better your own health and how to use them in your daily life, which is something that I really wanted to learn because I'm so interested in holistic means of health rather than just popping pills and, you know, slapping the Band-Aid on the symptoms of whatever we might be experiencing, but actually trying to improve our own overall well-being, I think is really, really important. So I'm so excited for all of you to hear what she has to say. And one thing I do need to point out before we get started is that Christy is not a doctor. These products and information are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. She can't diagnose or treat anything. She's simply sharing with us the scientifically backed research along with all of her personal testimonies and experiences over the past few years healing her own personal health problems holistically through essential oils. So any suggestions she makes during this podcast are very specific to the brand that she likes to use, which she has thoroughly researched. It's called Young Living Essential Oils. And so keep in mind that everything Christy says is based on her own personal experience, her testimonies that she's seen herself from the research that she's done, which I think makes it even more valuable because she has so much life experience with using oils in her own holistic health journey and how it's really helped to heal her. And we're also going to cover a little bit, you know, about what that fine line is between modern medicine and holistic ways of healing. So without further ado, I would love to introduce you all to Christy. Hi, Christy. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on to the podcast.
Of course. It's my pleasure.
And I would love for you to maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe introduce yourself for people who don't know you.
So my name is Christy, and I live here in Denver, but originally I'm from Texas, and that's where I was introduced to essential oils. I have been suffering from benign tumors in my back for many, many years, like since high school. And now I've been out of high school like 10 years, I think, almost. And I suffered in my low back for way too long. And about 5 years ago, somebody gave me a bottle of essential oil called Panaway. And I was able to put that on my back and able to stand up and breathe correctly and be able to bend over and touch my toes. And it was just life-changing for me.
That's crazy. Okay, so someone gave you an oil and it basically like healed you. So like what did life look for you before that? How did that happen? That's crazy.
Go back.
Yeah, go rewind.
So I was dating a guy at the time and his mom had recently been introduced to essential oils. And she saw me that was like being in pain and I wasn't able to bend over and touch my toes. I wasn't even able to bend over and like touch my knees without losing my breath.
Wow.
And side note, now I'm a yoga teacher and now I can like place my palms flat on the mat and there's just so much that has changed from essential oils and that has been brought into my life. So anyways, Tammy gave me this oil and told me to put it on my back. And then she handed me a bottle of olive oil and told me to mix it together. And I was a little bit confused, wasn't quite sure what to do. But then she told me to just kind of like rub a couple drops of the Pianoy, the essential oil, with this carrier oil or the olive oil. And I went to the bathroom, kind of put some stuff on my back, or put the oils on my back. And then I was able to bend over at least 6 more inches, and I felt something release in my back just from that.
Wow. 30 so this was immediate.
Seconds. Yeah, after putting it on, immediate. And that's something awesome about the essential oils is that it's readily accepted into your bloodstream. It's not a foreign substance.
Wow. And so, prior to this experience, were you open to holistic ways of healing? Is this like, had you heard of essential oils, or was that your first kind of exposure to it?
That was my first exposure to essential oils. I wasn't super healthy. I wasn't super holistic. And since that bottle, there's like these textbooks of essential oils. I've read multiple of them and just kind of dove head first because they truly changed my life.
And that's so crazy. Yeah. I love this. And so what do you think, like now, what would life look like if you hadn't been exposed to essential oils as a holistic way of healing? Like, do you think you'd still be struggling with the same struggles you had with your tumors, you know, years
100%.
ago?
Like, and not just with my tumors, like I have had like anxiety and the oils help with that, headaches and migraines and all of these other things that the oils have brought into my life. And once I learned about essential oils and like what they do for your body, I true story went home to my little medicine cabinet, but it was like a shelf, and I dumped it all in the trash because I was like, wow, I don't need any of this stuff. I learned what aspirin can do to your liver and all of these things, and so I was just like, this isn't what I need. This felt more natural and perfect to me.
Yeah.
And so essential oils truly changed my life.
I'm so excited to really dive deep into this because there's just so much here. But maybe first, before we go into the different ways you can use them for healing holistically, if you want to go maybe into the basics for people who maybe this is their first exposure to the idea of essential oils as being used for holistic health. So maybe like, you know, what are they? What's the background behind them?
So essential oils have been around for longer than you and I can even imagine. Like, there are records that date back to 4500 BC with oil recipes and concoctions that they found in Egyptian scrolls. Essential oils have been called man's first medicine because of that. Like, they've been used forever. Essential oils are also mentioned over 200 times in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And so like that also gives a decent amount of history in that, even if you're not religious, it's still a decent history textbook. Mm-hmm. And in 1922, there's actually a story about when King Tut's tomb was opened. And when they opened up his tomb, they saw everything had been kind of left alone except these giant alabasters. And alabasters are kind of like giant wine barrels.
Yeah.
And they were filled with frankincense prior to the tomb being opened. But when they opened the tomb in 1922, they realized that all of the frankincense had been siphoned out and taken. But all the gold, all the jewels, all the riches, and all the other things, but not essential oils, everything else was left. So the only thing that was taken was the oils. And so they knew, the grave robbers knew how
valuable and amazing
and frankincense
is. And for anyone listening
is.
Who maybe doesn't know, frankincense is a type of essential oil, like actually one of my favorites. So I feel like, you know, back then they had it right. Like, they knew. And I feel like there's been something lost in translation, or I don't know, because I feel like in society today we don't, you know, have that. We don't hold essential oils or these different means of, you know, holistic health to a high value or a high esteem,
especially here in the States. Like, they're more welcomed and used over in Europe and in Asia, pretty much everywhere but North America.
Right.
So there's something.
Of course.
But they are becoming more popular here, and yeah. So like, it's cool seeing everybody use essential oils, but there are different qualities and sourcing that goes into each oil, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But I do have one more history story. So there's another essential oil. There's another essential oil blend. And so frankincense that we just talked about was a single oil, and that's where it just comes from the plant. So it'll be named after the plant. If it's kind of, it's a blend of essential oils, it'll be named something different, like envision, stress away, release, all of these things that aren't plant names, and so you'll realize that it's a blend. Mm-hmm. And so one of the blends that's my favorite is Thieves, and it also has a cool history. And so this essential oil is made up of clove, lemon, cinnamon, eucalyptus, and rosemary essential oils, all blended together. And it smells like Christmas, and it's amazing. I wish you guys could smell.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I'm smelling it right now. It smells so good. Yeah, it's like
I diffuse it every day.
In a bottle.
It is. And it's really good for your health. And so they figured this out when the bubonic plague was happening, actually, over in Europe. And there was a group of spice merchants that doused their handkerchiefs in this blend of herbs, clove, lemon, cinnamon, eucalyptus, and rosemary. They doused it in herbs, not essential oils, because they hadn't gotten to that yet. Yeah. They were spice merchants. And they were able to put these handkerchiefs over their face, and they actually robbed the sick and the dying of their precious jewels and money and everything that they could during the plague, because people couldn't really fight. And they managed to do that and never got sick. And so when the king heard about it, he had them like rounded up, brought to his palace. And this is kind of where the story differs, but this is what the story that I've heard, because I don't know like 100% what happened back in like the 1400s. Yes, right. But the story that I've heard is that the king had them all rounded up, and he gave them the option to tell the secret of how they've been stealing everything but not getting sick, and their punishment would be lessened and they would just die a normal death. Mm-hmm. Or if they didn't give it up, they would be like brutally murdered. Mm-hmm. So luckily they gave up the recipe, and the king had it posted throughout the lands. And then when I use Young Living essential oils, and so the founder of Young Living went over to France, and he was in one of the museums and saw one of these posters of like back then that had been posted. And so he took down what was in the thieves' handkerchiefs, or I guess the spice merchants' handkerchiefs, and then took it back to Utah, which is where the home base is, and made this oil and named it Thieves after them. And so it's pretty much anything you'd ever need when you're sick. Like it's 99.97. It gets rid of 99.97% of the like bad bacteria and viral stuff that's out there whenever it's used.
Wow, and that's crazy. So that those robbers really knew. I mean, I guess more than a lot of us today.
I agree. Like, I think so. So
that's insane, because a bubonic plague, like that's no joke. That must be a really strong blend if it was actually able to, you know, protect people from those kinds of illnesses.
It really is, and it's one of my favorites, and it's something that I'm never out of. Like, yeah. I always have some.
Seriously, I'm going to go buy some of this, like, right when we're done. Okay, I love all the history stuff. I could literally talk about it for hours. I find it so interesting how all of this really started. But before we go into, like, the uses of essential oils and how anyone listening can start introducing them into their lives to improve their own health, I would love to talk about, like, what is an essential oil?
Totally. So the definition of an essential oil is a highly concentrated natural oil produced from plant material by steam distillation, extraction, cold pressing, or resin distillation. Essential oils are more powerful than herbs, and each essential oil contains 200 to 500 different constituent compounds, which makes each essential oil diverse in their effects, and so no essential oils are alike. And so those constituent compounds are just kind of like the makeup of the essential oil. So some of them could help different terpenes and sesquiterpenes and all of the science that I'm not 100% on. And so an essential oil is also not a foreign substance to the body, like kind of like a Tylenol or an Advil, like a pill is. It's something that's readily accepted and used. And so within 22 seconds of using an essential oil, oil molecules reach the brain. Within 2 minutes of using an essential oil, oil molecules are found in the bloodstream. And then within 20 minutes of using an essential oil, the oil molecules impact every cell in your body.
That's crazy. I did not know it was that immediate.
It's super immediate. And so it's basically polar opposite of like what I just said with Advil and Tylenol. You have to wait those 30 minutes and then it'll start working. This has pretty much done its job within 20 minutes. And if you don't feel a benefit, then you apply again and you use again. And so there are different qualities of essential oil, just like clothes and shoes and any other material item that we have. And now that essential oils are so popular, like we've talked about here in the States, they're everywhere. I mean, we talked about Walmart has them, and I think they're every single oil literally is $8.88 or something. Yeah. And so that's literally not possible for an essential oil or for all the essential oils to be the same price. And I'll get to that in a second. But purity is essential when it comes to essential oils. Ha, see what I did there?
Good one.
And here are some things to look for. So first, like sourcing. Where does your oil come from? The soil that the plant is grown in, the seeds that are used, and the experts that handle the plant material matter just as much as the final product. Mm. It's like buying organic. You don't want non-organic soil to grow this organic thing. Like you want from seed to seal of the bottle, you want a full trusting process.
So not all essential oils are the same.
Correct. There's also science that needs to go behind the essential oil, testing in-house along with third-party testing out-of-house for purity, so there's no bias within the company. Standards are super important, as long, same thing with clothes and shoes. Like, you want ethically sourced plant material. You want your companies to stay legally compliant. And it's also great if your company and who you're buying from helps other companies and communities around the world. And then price, like I said, realistically, essential oils cannot all be the same size and price because plant material differs. If you're gonna make a lemon essential oil and a lavender essential oil, just think about how much lemons weigh and how much lavender weighs. And if you look at a bottle, it will never be the exact same. For example, the rose essential oil takes 2,000 pounds of rose petals to distill 2 ounces of rose essential oil. So slightly big difference for amount of plant material that makes an essential, like the small 2 ounces of essential oil. And so it will be more valuable and thus have a bigger price tag because it takes more plant material, it takes more soil, that more water, sense. All of it. And so if you guys could see, there are 5 mL essential oils and then 15 mL essential oils. And so some of the 5 mL are more expensive than the 15 mL. It literally just depends on plant material. And so if you're seeing Walmart essential oils or Bed Bath & Beyond essential oils, or I think Whole Foods even has some, and I would be careful about those just because you don't know where it's from. And just be aware that this is something that you can put on your body, and it's just like anything else. Your skin is your largest organ, and so anything you put on, it can affect your entire body. So you just need to be aware.
So if I'm seeing a rose essential oil and a lemon essential oil, same size and same price, would that be like a red flag?
I don't even know what you'd be getting. You would probably have like one drop of like water that came off of a rose petal.
So are you thinking maybe like, are some of them just, because there are a lot of brands where they're all the same price. So is it just like they're distilled?
So when they are the same price, that's your first red flag that the oils are adulterated with something else. And so they can use, I think, some sort of like not quite rubbing alcohol, but some sort of like isopropyl alcohol. I don't know what they fill it with, but it's not all essential oils. They dilute it with chemicals, basically, to make more money for them, less for you, and it's just
the money game.
Yeah,
of course.
A bummer. Yeah.
Yeah. But so how can people know that if they're trying to get, you know, a really pure brand of essential oils, is there a way that they can check and make sure that the brand they're buying is, you know, a pure oil?
Totally. I would look into their sourcing, their science, and their standards, like we talked about, and just make sure that they are a reputable company. And make sure they have a couple years under their belt. Like, if they just started, distilling essential oils, they probably have a few kinks that are going to happen. Just do your research. Make sure you're aware of what the company that you're supporting is doing. Something else is that because we're relying on plants, that out of stock issues happen. And if you're buying something and it never goes out of stock and you're kind of like, is this real? Because, like, things don't grow all year long. You've got to be aware of that.
Yeah.
And so they have to rely on plant material and water and, like, storms not to happen on their farms. And it's all of these other things. And so you need to just do your research and just make sure that
just
you're...
Just like produce.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that what you're putting on your body is reputable and trusted.
Of course. So, this information that I never... I've definitely previously brought... brands of essential oils that were exactly the red flags that you're talking about.
Yeah. There's one right behind you.
I literally need to go throw those away.
I won't judge. But I mean, if you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah. How are you supposed to know?
Exactly. This is just a learning thing.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know what an essential oil was. And being down in Texas, people were like, oh, you use snake oil. I'm like, well, no.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's just, if you don't know, you don't know. So don't beat yourself up for not knowing.
Right.
You know? Like, if you have a bunch of now oils or something, use them in a reed diffuser instead of putting them on your body or in a bath or just something like that. Don't just throw them away. Like, use them in something. You can make a spray for after yoga or an uplifting, like, room spray after if you've seen the Marie Kondo thing.
I have, yeah. I love her.
Yeah, so you can use that. Just, you know, just be aware.
Yeah, and so once we, now that we know how to find, you know, those pure, the brands that we actually want to be using on our bodies. So if you want to go more into, you know, like the uses, how we should be using them for our health, you know, maybe how we should or shouldn't be using them.
Totally. How to use and safety are key because essential oils are really, really potent. For example, a drop of peppermint oil is equivalent to 26 cups of peppermint tea.
What?
So it is a lot. Like, just here, smell this. It'll wake you up.
Oh my gosh.
It'll make everything
it is so strong.
Brighter. And, like, if you have any allergies, it clears everything out.
Yeah,
it is
like my
super,
eyes
super potent. That happens too. I should have warned you.
Smells good though.
But yeah, and it's really incredible how potent these things are. And so there's a bunch of drops in there, and so you just want to know, like, how to use them. And there's different ways that we can. You can use them aromatically, you can use them topically, or you can use them internally. And I only suggest internally if you've done all the research. And truly the only essential oil I will put in my body is Young Living essential oils. But back to aromatic. So if you want to use an essential oil, you can, like we just did, we opened up the cap and we smelled the oil and we got some benefits from that because within 22 seconds it's gone to your brain.
Even if you're just smelling
even
it.
Even if you're just
like
smelling
it's not
it.
Even
so it's
on
like
your
free.
Skin. Yeah.
So you don't even have to put it on your body, but that's just one way you can use it. You can diffuse it. So if you don't know what a diffuser is, it's kind of like a humidifier, but you don't put oils in there. So don't put oils in your humidifier. So it's kind of like that. It sends out a little bit of steam or a little bit of air, and it will just purify your house. So those are two ways you can use it aromatically. Topically, you can apply it directly to your skin or dilute with a carrier oil. And again, make sure the essential oils are trusted because there are horror stories on the internet of people out to Walmart and getting lavender and putting it on their skin for a sunburn and it turns into hives because it was diluted with a chemical that and it just like exasperates the problem.
Yeah.
And so just make sure you're picking good oils, you know.
Of course.
And then so the carrier oil, I mentioned that, and that is a fatty oil. So it's not an essential oil because carrier oils will expire and go rancid. Essential oils never expire. So if your mom has a bottle of frankincense from Young Living from like 1990 and she's like, here, I don't use this, you can use it and it will still be all of the benefits that you need, which I think is really, really cool.
That's
no
crazy.
Expiration
yeah.
date. And so carrier oil, that's a fatty oil that will go bad. So coconut oil, almond oil, olive oil, any cooking oil that you may use. And then if you're at a restaurant and you're using an essential oil and it gets somewhere that it kind of starts to hurt and you don't have those options, you can use butter or something that's fatty that will absorb the oil but not water, because water and oil don't mix, and that will make the problem way worse.
Yeah, and so what is the benefit of using these carrier oils with an essential oil? So what does that process look like?
So like when I was first introduced to the oil, I was given, or to essential oils, I was given the tiny little bottle of essential oil and then the giant bottle of olive oil. And so that just makes it go farther. It doesn't dilute, or it dilutes the oil, but it doesn't bring down the benefits.
So it doesn't lower the quality.
Correct.
It just makes it kind of like
last longer. So if your whole back hurts and you don't want to use 10 drops of essential oil, put 2 in your hand, mix with a bunch of carrier oil, and then put it all on your back, because it will all get there, and it's not going to be any less potent if you dilute it.
Yeah, that's such, I mean, I had no idea. And that makes sense, that of using an entire, you know, bottle of really expensive essential oil, mix it with an olive oil or a coconut oil.
Make it go longer, save your money. Exactly. So, I just got this bottle of frankincense, and it's, I think, $70 for the big bottle, but it's amazing, and it's totally worth it. And so I will split it up, and then I'll add in different carrier oils so that it goes longer. Mm-hmm. Tricks of the trade.
Right.
And so that was the way topically. You can test it on your arm first. They say to test it if you have sensitive skin on the inside of your arm, where it's kind of like it doesn't see much sun. And just test a little space there and just make sure you don't have any reactions if you do have super sensitive skin. And another way we can use essential oils are internally. You can mix 1 to 2 drops of essential oil in glass with liquids. And the reason we do glass is because the essential oils can break down the chemicals in plastic, and you can end up having that in your water, and that kind of defeats the purpose of like using the oil to like detox and like make yourself healthy. And you're like, oh, and I'm actually ingesting plastic right now. So only glass or stainless steel. So just make sure, because it will definitely eat up styrofoam and definitely eat up. Or I have tiny little vegetable capsules. And before essential oils, I had never seen these. And so it's just kind of like a clear pill capsule that you can open and then fill with stuff. You can put, like, you can put in protein powder and all sorts of stuff, but I choose to put in essential oils.
It's almost like creating your own medicine. So I'm holding this capsule in my hand. It's just like a big, you know, like clear. It feels plasticky, but I'm assuming it's not plastic.
It's some sort of vegetable. So it's vegan.
And so you just fill it up with essential oil, and essentially that is your own, like,
your own pill. Yeah.
Your own holistic. That's so cool.
Yeah, and so you can take them internally, but just be aware that the first couple times that you take it, if you're taking peppermint or thieves, you will burp up peppermint or thieves for a couple minutes. So the first time I was like, why is my mouth pepperminty? And then I was like, oh, that makes sense. I just put a lot of peppermint inside me. But it can come as a surprise, and sometimes I forget to tell people that.
Right. That makes sense. And so those are the 3 different ways of using them, or I feel like it was more than 3. There's a lot of different ways to use them. And so how can people navigate, you know, if they're having, like, headaches or migraines or pain in their back? How do we know what is the best way to use an essential oil, what essential oil to use? I feel like, for me, there's so much information. I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know where to start.
Totally. One thing that I recommend is starting with, like, 2 oils, lavender or peppermint, one of those. And when you have some sort of pain, apply it to where it hurts. So, like, I suffer from migraines, and I will literally part my hair, drop the essential oil where it's hurting on my scalp, and it's just where it hurts. Mm-hmm. If you're having sinus problems and you don't want to put it on your face, because, like, maybe you have makeup on, you have sensitive skin, you're about to go outside. I'll talk about photosensitive oils in a second. But if you don't want to put it directly on where it hurts, there's also these amazing points on your body called the Vitaflex points. And those correspond to different parts along our ears, different parts along our hands, and different parts along our feet and our spines that all correspond to major organs and issues that we may have. So, like, right now we're looking at a little ear diagram, and there's probably 30 little points plus, maybe 50.
So I'm looking at this chart, and there's different points on your ear for, there's one for emotion. So there's a point where you would, I'm assuming, apply an oil if you're feeling guilt or if you're feeling anger. There's another spot. Well, there's one for fear. And then there's also spots for depression or allergies or muscle relaxation. There's like 50 things on here in just the chart ear. Of
ear. And then flip the page.
Yeah, that's crazy. In just your ear, you have so many different points that all correspond to different triggers in your body.
And so, like I said, if your spine is hurting, or like if you're having some back pain and you can't reach the spot, this is also an awesome time to use one of these charts, because you save yourself, like, if I had to put something in between my, like, in between my shoulder blades, I really can't reach that by myself, and I don't have anybody, like, that I live with. And so I would go to my little chart, the VitaFlex points. You can Google it. It's actually really interesting, I think.
It's called Vita. So actually, maybe I'll link up a link to these charts in the show notes so you guys can look at these and maybe print them out, because I am definitely printing one of these out for myself.
It's cool. And so, like, if your spine is hurting, you can put it on the inside of your foot instead of the entire length of your spine. You save yourself oils, and you save yourself,
and
like,
who would ever stress. I would never think to do that. Like, oh, my spine's hurting. Let me just put oil on my foot. Yeah.
Yes.
but it works.
It's scientifically backed. You can look that up. And so, like, everything that we've talked about as well has been tested and scientifically proven. And it's really amazing to see.
That is, like, amazing.
It really is. And then, so some oils, if you do want to put it right on your body, they can be considered hot. And so not like temperature hot, but they have the warming sensation. And so when those are applied, and it's usually like a cinnamon oil, or sometimes people have that with lemon, and it's kind of just like one of the oils that, like, a lot of them are in thieves. If you want to put it right on your chest, it's good to just have a carrier oil nearby. So just a bottle of olive oil, maybe coconut oil nearby, just in case you do start to feel that warming sensation. It's not anything bad. It's not like you're breaking out in hives or something. It's just that it's a little bit too potent for your sensitive skin, and so you just dilute it with a couple drops of carrier oil and rub it in, and you'll be back to good. Some oils are photosensitive though, and so mainly citrus oils, but do just read the labels on the essential oil. Just make sure it's a type of way of healing yourself. Read the instructions, you know. And so photosensitive oils can cause a reaction to your skin when exposed to direct sunlight. And so I have personally had this happen, because I didn't realize that one of the oils I was using on my inside of my arm was photosensitive. And it was bergamot, so take note.
Right.
And I just rolled up my sleeve, and I was sitting outside at a cafe one day, and I ended up with this purple. It started gray, and then it turned purple, and it was just like this 1-inch ruler line along the inside of my arm. And it was like months that I had it. It was never itchy. It was never uncomfortable.
It was just purple.
Yeah, and it took me forever to figure out what it was.
That is bizarre.
Because I put on the bergamot, I think, like, a couple days later in the same spot, and it, like, rolled down my arm in the purple where it, and I was like, I bet that's what it was.
But on the oils, it should, like, let you know if...
Totally. Yes. On the labels, it always says whether it's photosensitive, how to use it. And always, like, if you have any medicine that you're taking, consult with your doctor. You know, just be smart. Take care of your body. Yeah. So, that, like, on these, it'll say topical. It'll say directions. Topical use, diffusing use, or whether you can take it internally. And it always has a caution, and it always has a storage suggestion to keep in a cool, dark place.
Right. So just be sure to check the labels before applying to your skin if you don't want it to turn purple.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a good purple. Like, if you like purple, it wasn't very nice.
And so I know that you recommended for people who are just starting out, like me, I want to start using essential oils more, and you said peppermint and lavender. So why those two, and, like, what would be the best ways to use those? You know, like, topically, how...
Yes.
What do I do?
So, lavender is amazing because it is known as the Swiss Army knife of essential oils. Like, I carry it hiking. Like, it is for everything. And so I recommend it for any kind of cramp that you may be having, any kind of stress, tension, if you can't sleep, if you just want to relax, if you're having allergy or sinus problems. Some of my favorite ways to use lavender, I like to literally just take the bottle. Here, I'll do it here. And I open the lid. I remove my hair because I have a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I literally just put the bottle on my spine, like right at the base of my neck, and let it roll down my spine. Because I know that will get a lot. Yeah. And I feel like it helps my tension that I hold on my shoulders.
Okay.
Do you want to try?
Yeah, I do. So it's and kind of so like a tension slash release, stress release.
Yeah. And so this will hit, if we look on our spine chart.
It feels good.
All the glands, the trachea, the heart, the lungs, the stomach, the liver, the gallbladder, the pancreas, all of these. And it'll probably stop at like T11, so yeah. Maybe your kidneys. But like it's really cool. And to me, and then I always smell like lavender, like for the rest
and
of the day.
It smells beautiful.
Yes. And then I diffuse.
That's crazy. I don't know if it's in my head, but I feel like I can have like tension release.
It's cool. It's yeah. 22 seconds, right? But, and then, and this is what I do every day. So I thought of 10 ways that I use essential oils every day. And so I will also use lavender for sleeping. And it is just the most relaxing. Like, you can drop a drop on your pillow if you sleep on your side. I like to diffuse every night, and then I'll put some on the bottom of my feet because it will correspond to the many other organs and things that are in my body. And with peppermint, because these are the two that I would suggest for anything. And when in doubt, lavender. And then if lavender's not working, put peppermint on top of it. Like, seriously, if you have any kind of cramps, lavender first. Wait about 30 seconds to a minute for the body to take that first oil in and then layer
it. So for cramps, like our stomach pain, are you putting it like directly, like topically on the skin?
On the stomach,
where
yeah.
you feel the pain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And even if it's like, yeah, just put it where it hurts, unless it's too big of an area, you can't reach it. That's really, like, the best way to use it. And peppermint is also a driving oil. And so whatever you put it on top of, it will make the first oil work harder.
Huh.
Which I think is crazy.
That's
but
amazing.
And so there's other driver oils as well. But I really, really recommend peppermint. And so it's really incredible. Like, if you have a headache and you put on the lavender and it's not working, you put it on another 10 minutes later and then you put peppermint on, like, I would say 75 to 90% of the time, like, you'll be done. Like, you'll be fine.
So, for headache, because I know this is a common struggle that I deal with and a lot of people deal with, so if you're having an intense headache, so would you apply that lavender essential oil to, like, you know, the top of your head, on your forehead, the side? I mean, where do you apply it?
The best place to apply.
Yeah.
And so for me, if I'm not doing anything, but if you have your hair done, you probably won't want to do this, but like, you just part your hair, put it where it hurts, like drop it there. If you're wearing makeup or something and you don't want to put it on your head, or your hair's curled and everything's like, and you're in a place where you can't just smell like essential oils everywhere, you can use the Vitaflex points, and then...
Right, so those charts that we talked about. Mm-hmm. So putting it on your ear or on your foot, and it will affect your head. Okay, so I'll have to link those charts up, because that is really interesting. I'm definitely trying that.
It's cool. And then peppermint, I also use it pretty much every day for any kind of pain. I teach yoga, and I rock climb, and I walk dogs, and so it's just like always something that kind of hurts, and so I'll just put that on my body, and it's kind of like icy hot. It'll cool you off, so if you're like me and you're always cold, like, make sure you have like a blanket you can put on after you put on the peppermint.
I'm the same way.
I'm like, oh god, it's so cool.
Yeah.
But and then peppermint also to wake up, like, you just smelled it and it just kind of
uplifted for sure
everything.
Woke me up.
So if you're studying or just need like time, or just need to prepare for
like midday slump, at like
2 or 3 p.m. the nap time that you wish we could have, like they do in Spain,
right? A siesta. So would you say, I mean, is this a good replacement for maybe, I don't know, like coffee? Or
totally, I did not drink coffee until 2017, and so I would literally heat up a cup of water and put one drop of peppermint oil in there.
Just one.
Just one.
Because like you said, that's like what, 25 cups?
26.
So 26 that's cups, equal so to 26 cups of peppermint tea, one drop of oil. Mm-hmm.
It wakes you up. It's great for your digestion. It makes your breath smell really good. And it's just kind of like a nice, refreshing drink to have.
So just hot water and one drop of peppermint oil. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. And the peppermint oil will stay kind of at the top. And so sometimes I would add a little bit of honey to kind of mix it a little mm-hmm. bit. But don't do more than one drop, because one time I did and I couldn't even bring the cup to my face because it was so strong. Like my eyes just started watering and I couldn't drink it.
I mean, after smelling the peppermint oil, I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so one drop, and then I don't personally know anybody that's replaced it with coffee, but I used it to wake up and drink it every morning. And it was awesome for my digestion. Yeah. I should probably do it again.
I'm going to start adding this into my daily routine, in the mornings and in the afternoons. I could always
And you can add, like, a slice of lemon or something if you don't. I also like Thieves tea, especially, like, during the holidays.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
There's a lime essential oil. I've used it in tequila shots.
Oh, my God.
I felt a little bit healthier, though. There's a cinnamon oil. I've used that in, like, pumpkin bread. Mm-hmm. There's a black pepper oil that I've used in
eggs.
There's,
like, no end to the different
ways to use
these.
Over 200 essential oils. I think maybe three. There's so many.
Yeah.
And, yeah, each one is made up of all 200 to 500 different constituents, and they all do different things. And it's beautiful. It really is. Because, like, everything that we needed was already on this earth. We don't need all of these factories to make all of these different pills and stuff. Like, we have what we need. We have the food that we need, that our body needs. We have the medicine that our body needs. We have the water. Like, we have the shelter. We have everything that we need on this planet. We don't have to keep, like,
we just need to learn to use what's already here.
And, like, ethically sourced.
Right.
Like, that would be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. You're so right. Like, everything we need is here. We just need to learn to use it. And then, where do you think that fine line is between these holistic ways of healing and, you know, the medicine or the pills? Because
there is
that fine line.
I pretty much have a yearly ER visit because I do something crazy. And so
you were just telling me about your concussion from last week.
Yeah, it's fine. Everything's good. I'm back to cognitive. But so I'm kind of clumsy and, like, things happen. And so, like, I will take, like, a pill if it's absolutely needed, or it's like I'm traveling and I can't be sick, or all of these other things. And so, like, you know, don't not take something just because it's not in 100% accordance of your diet. You know, if it's gonna save your life or make you feel better or get you back to healthy baseline, go to the hospital, go to the doctor, take your prescription. Like, these are not meant to replace anything. These are meant to boost your immunity, boost your overall health. It's not meant to, like, I literally just had a friend who's, my friend's stepmom, I guess would be, she was using essential oils on her kid for a sinus infection, and his face, like, swole up and he got bruised, and she still wouldn't take him to the hospital. And it's like, you have to know that fine line of wanting to do what's best for your body, regardless of if it's essential oils or pill-based. Mm-hmm. And you can't risk your health just because you'd be like, oh, no, peppermint's going to fix it all.
Right.
Lavender's a Swiss Army knife. It's going to break everything. Like, I broke my arm. I'm going to put some lavender on it. No, you still have to go to the hospital.
So maybe using it alongside, because I know there's also on the other end the miraculous stories of healing through holistic means like essential oils. I know you've personally told me about a few. So maybe just being mindful of using it alongside or using it as a means of preventative health.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not a one-all, like, catch-all. It's not going to fix everything. It's not going to cure everything, because I don't think there is any one thing that will do that. I think that if you are consistently eating a plant-based diet and consistently drinking all the water that you need and taking the supplements and using essential oils and, like, sleeping enough and making sure you're walking, like, all
there's
of these other things that
of,
come
you know,
to it,
overall health.
That if you, I mean, if you work with kids and you get a cold and Thieves not working, like, you may need to do something, like, because there are things that will not be 100% fixed with these oils. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, whenever I like went and dumped all my medicine cabinet, I was like, oh man, I should have kept some of that. Like, but to me, I was like, oh, I found something wonderful and I want to start fresh. And so from then I like right now I have a medicine cabinet with some like Tums and ibuprofen and Advil. And like, that's it, because if people come over and they want a pill or something and I'm like, oh, but I have peppermint. Not everybody's going to be open to that. So just make sure that you listen to your body and you're smart, really. I mean, like, we're not doctors. We're just here to help you and hopefully help you find your way back to balance, really.
Yeah.
So
I love that. It's all about balance.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're sick, go to the doctor. Please. And I, that's like to me as well. I take forever to go to the doctor.
But this did work for you. So you had your miraculous healing story. I would love to know, what essential oils were you using for your healing with your tumors and your back?
And also on a side note, is like, I went to the doctor and they didn't give me anything for my back. Like any time that I went. And I'm like, they got to the size of golf balls.
Wow, the tumors.
The tumors in my back. And they're benign. And so they got the size of golf balls. And when they're that big, like, it hurts to breathe, like I said. Now, I think they're like mini marbles right now. And so so I went to the doctor multiple times. They just wouldn't do anything for me. And so when I was given the essential oil for my back that actually did help, it was called Panaway. Panaway is a blend of wintergreen, helichrysum, clove, and peppermint. And so it's all of these powerful oils that just really drive into your body and can help with any kind of inflammation and pain. And my mom has arthritis in her hands, and she, like, I haven't had a bottle of Panaway because my mom steals it from me. I haven't had it in years.
And because it helps her arthritis.
Mm-hmm. She is able to, like, use her hands, and she uses on her neck, and it's really cool.
I wish doctors were prescribing this stuff as well. I mean, that would be amazing. Yeah. I had no ideas. I had no idea that there were so many uses for them.
Right. And it's kind of never ending. And so also, some things that may work wonderful for you may not work super great for other people, because we're all different. Like, there's one oil called Joy, and I loathed this smell for the first couple, probably years that I had it. Like, I had a bottle that just sat there. And now I absolutely love it, but I think, like, my heart was blocked and I wasn't happy and I needed Joy in my life, but my body was like, nope, we're not ready for that. Not ready.
Send it away.
Just keep it in the bottle.
It smells wonderful.
It's kind of like all the flowers and happiness in a bottle.
It smells very floral. Smells really, really good.
Yeah. And it's cool because when you have a blend, it has all of these different essential oils in it and they all work together to help you. And so in this Joy oil, there's bergamot, there's ylang ylang, there's geranium, there's lemon, there's coriander, there's tangerine, there's jasmine, there's Roman chamomile, there's palmarosa, and rose. Like, all of that in there. And so you're going to get every single one of those benefits from each essential oil in that one.
That's amazing. I need to go buy all of these. So I guess, do you have any last, like, tips or for anyone listening, like, ways that they could be using essential oils that you haven't touched on, or any last words of advice or wisdom to anyone who wants to start using essential oils?
A couple more safety tips and just kind of like knowledge. Like we've talked about, there's a bunch of drops in these bottles, and so you want to utilize them as much as you can. So remember that less is more. One drop of peppermint is equivalent to 26 cups of peppermint tea. So really, unless I'm giving a full back massage, I never use more than two drops of essential oil at a time. And so most of these oils I've had for at least 6 months, probably a year for the ones I don't use every day. And so less is more. Remember the carrier oils, especially if you're just starting out and you've never put an essential oil on your body. Just have it close. And then one super last important safety tip is no essential oils in the eyes, ears, or nose. Never put them in there. And so if you do happen to drop some near your eye and it kind of goes through the tear duct, or you put peppermint on your stomach and then rub your eye and you hate yourself for a second, just remember, carrier oil. And then if it is in your eye, don't put the olive oil or whatever in your eye. Right. Close your eye and then like kind of dot it around the eyelid all the way and then allow it to slowly come into the eye after everything is still closed. So just no oils in the eyes, ears, or nose. That's super key. Every other hole is game.
Right. I love that.
And then I diffuse essential oils every single day. I have a one-bedroom apartment, and I have a diffuser in my living room, and I have a diffuser in my bedroom, and then I have an extra diffuser. So, like, one of them is always going, and it's they will cover a good distance. I just like to have a diffuser going. I like the sound. I like the calming effect. It's just happy. It means I'm home, you know, and I can relax. So I diffuse daily. I pretty much diffuse thieves and a drop of orange because it smells like Christmas and it's a little bit uplifting and it smells like I've just cleaned as well, which is key. I also love the oil cedarwood. It's really great for memory, but it's also really great for hair. It will help grow your hair. It will help get rid of dandruff. And if you just drop like 10 drops in your shampoo, you're good and you don't have to think about it. Yeah. Wow. And you just mix it and you just put lavender in there too.
And it helps your hair grow. Mm-hmm. And so you don't need to buy these like $100
special
shampoos like at the salon.
$14 or bottle of cedarwood and just add it to your shampoo and it will last multiple bottles. Wow. I've actually started reading about one of my favorite yoga teachers that she doesn't ever wash her hair. Like she does the no poo thing. Yeah. And so she says that she will put a drop of cedarwood and a drop of lavender in her hands every morning and just like tousle it. And it's like, it looks like she's like freshly done and her hair's great. And I'm just like,
cedarwood and lavender.
Mm-hmm. Notes.
Okay. Yeah, no, seriously. Right? I'm taking notes right now. Right? Like, I'm going to buy these immediately.
Right. And so that one's really wonderful. And like I said, cedarwood's great for your mind. And so if you're putting it on your hair, that will sink into your scalp and that will go into your brain and it will help your blood. And it'll go into your blood. And so it's just like, if you do one thing, it can also benefit all of these other things, mm-hmm. which I truly love.
Me too. There's just so many uses.
So many uses. I'm going to do a couple more.
Okay.
So frankincense, like we said, is beautiful. I owe a lot to frankincense. Like it like saved my like sanity during a really bad breakup. Like it brought me back to like happy. And so I literally, like this one has a little roller bottle on it and I just roll it right on my heart and like I can smell it the whole day.
So when you roll it on your heart, what benefit is it supposed to have?
Well, when I was going through that, my heart was hurting. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to put it where it hurts. And frankincense is truly amazing. It has the ability to rewrite DNA. And so it can help people with anxiety and depression.
Rewrite DNA. Is that like scientifically proven?
Yeah, you can look that up. I don't have the full website.
Frankincense can rewrite DNA?
Mm-hmm. There's been studies that it's cured cancer in the lab, but I just haven't done the research recently.
But it's out there,
It's beautiful. There are hospitals that diffuse essential oils. There are hospitals that are prescribing essential oils in Europe. And so, like, you were saying, like, I want this to be prescribed. I think we're getting there because it's a lot more people are asking these questions and what is an essential oil? The snake oil side, I haven't heard in years. And I've been using essential oils, I think, like 5 years.
Yeah.
And so it's been really cool having people open their mind to these different, like,
it's becoming
quote,
more and more
unquote, alternative, normalized. Even though it's the original ways.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And then, as I said, I'm a yoga teacher. I always have essential oils, like, on me, with me, everywhere. And so during Shavasana or corpse pose, the last pose of class where you just lay down and just accept everything you did, I will come around and with the oil in my hands and, like, put it over their head and let them smell and just breathe some stuff into them. And I've had even the most, like, burly man come up to me after class. They're like, what smell is that? I need that. And I was like, well, it's lavender. And so it's – because I teach at a rock climbing gym, so most of my classes are male-oriented as well. Huh. And so, like, it's really cool having, like, the guys interested in essential oils. One last thing that also has a funny story attached. There's an oil called Purification, and can kind of take from the – name that it'll purify, makes things smell better. And so, like, I have two Australian Shepherd dogs that one of them rolls in stuff every single day. The other one just always smells bad. And so I'll put light purification on my hands and rub it through their fur, and then they smell super great. And they're great for days until they roll in something.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, purification, that makes you smell better. I'll use it as deodorant. And I didn't think about the fact that I had just shaved, but I put a drop of purification in my hand and just like lifted up my arm and put the oil on my armpit and was immediately in the worst pain of my life. It burned so bad. Like, these oils are so potent, and I had just opened up all that skin by shaving it, and I just put it right in there. And I took a couple towels, and like, even myself, I'll make these mistakes. I just got them wet and I put them under my armpit, and I'm like, oh wait, water and oil don't mix, and it actually made it worse. And I just got I got a handful of coconut oil, like pulled out of my like Costco sized little jar, and just like slapped it on my armpit and just stood there for a minute, and it ended that up working works. Yeah, it ended up working because it's the it'll diffuse and dilute it. So just be mindful of when you put it on your body, but purification does help everything smell good. Just don't put it on your armpits.
Right. Don't put it on freshly shaved skin.
Yes, exactly.
Gosh, this was amazing. I feel like I have so much knowledge that I want to go and apply. And so if people maybe have questions about certain uses of oils, or if they have certain illnesses they're struggling with and they want to know, you know, what essential oils to turn to, what would be the best resource for them, or
You can message me on Instagram. We'll put my handle in the
we'll link that
information
up in the show notes.
But it's Christy Brown with two N's. There's also a Young Living blog that I just kind of scoured and found a lot of information, and it breaks down everything you can do with lavender, lemon, copaiba, cedarwood, all of the different oils. And there's also a really great essential oil website that I like, and it's Experience Essential Oils, all with hyphens in between, and we'll put this in there too. Mm-hmm. And it's experienceessentialoils.com, and it has 3 pages of information on every single oil. And so for me, when I found this website, I geeked out. I printed every single page, and I have this like giant binder of essential oil information, and it's I really like it, but people are like, oh my gosh.
So, okay, yeah, we'll definitely put
that in
the notes.
So there's websites to use, but let me know. And then just do some research on the companies that you do have essential oils, like if you have some at home. And just kind of see what they're about and see if you can even find out where their farms are. One of the favorite things of Young Living is that Young Living owns all of their farms, and they are all over the world. There's one in Ecuador. There's some in Yemen. There's one in France. There's one in Utah. There's one in Canada. They're all over because that's where the plants grow best. And if you only have a company that maybe like is only in Fort Collins or like somewhere like only in Denver, can they grow all of those things? You know, like where are they getting all the rest of their plants from?
Yeah. So I highly recommend anyone, if you are like me and you aren't going to read through 25 pages of essential oil information,
just
message Christy, because she is amazing. She is like the essential oil guru, basically. She's the person that I go to for all of my essential oil information. So I highly, highly recommend reaching out to her. And then I'd love for you to touch on a little bit. I know you're hosting some amazing yoga retreats that I'm super excited about. Mm-hmm. So if you want to touch on that for a second.
I do, yes. Oh, I'm so excited. So last year around July, I stumbled upon this amazing campsite, free national forest land. And I stepped onto this, like, it's an open space surrounded by evergreen trees. And I've never seen a campsite like that. And I like stood there and I was like, I want to host a yoga retreat here. And I did. And
talk
so,
about manifestation.
Oh my gosh, it was so amazing.
Yeah.
And so that was in July. We had our first one in September of last year, and the leaves had just turned and it was beautiful. We had 20 people come, and it was yoga and essential oils and arm balancing workshops and tarot cards and camping and amazing food, and it was so beautiful. We had perfect weather, and so I'm gonna do 2 this year. I'm gonna do 1 in June and 1 in September. The one in June is the 21st to the 23rd, so that's summer solstice, the first weekend of summer. So mm-hmm. Should be beautiful. And then the September is September 6th through 8th, and I'm hoping for fall colors again and perfect weather, but you never know with Colorado. We could have a blizzard. You never know.
Either way, it'll all work out how it's meant
but
to work out.
So this year I have a person who's going to come and do guided meditation workshops for us. I found a girl who is going to do a chakra workshop and do a yoga class based on the grounding and heart chakras because we'll be outside. I'll be teaching... I think I've been, because I was like, oh, you guys have really cool classes. I'll do like the afternoon, like chill mm-hmm. class. I think we'll be able to have a nidra class again, which is basically like a conscious sleeping yoga practice. Mm. And it's the best. I fell asleep because we were in a tent, but it was the best night of sleep I ever had. Mm-hmm. And then the food's all taken care of. Everybody's holistic and healthy minded. And it's male and female. The guided, the meditation instructor, his name is Jake, and so we have a male yoga instructor, and I'm so excited. Like, we already have a lot of
this is so interest. Exciting. Yeah, it sounds incredible. I'm gonna be there. I'm so excited. So this is in Colorado.
An hour outside of Denver, and I'm charging $125 a person.
That
and
is such a freaking deal.
I don't want money not to be an issue, and so I want it to be open for everybody, and that covers every single yoga class, every single workshop, all your meals. We'll have enough water. We just ask people to bring a cup, a spoon, a bowl, and warm clothes.
Yeah.
Like, we'll supply tents and everything that you need. And
that's amazing. Yeah. So we'll put more info about that in the show notes as well. And definitely, if you're in the Colorado area, we would love to see you there. I'll be there. Christy's going to be there leading classes. It's going to be amazing. I am counting down the weeks until we get to go.
It's crazy.
But we'll put all of that information in the show notes for all of you listening right now. And that was amazing.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I really, really appreciate you taking the time to share all of your beautiful wisdom with us.
I feel like we can talk like 7 more hours.
Right.
But yes, thank you for having me. It was really cool that you reached out.